नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णाय भक्ताय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय अङ्गश्यामलिमिषदाभिरभितो मन्दिरकृतन्तीवरम् जाटञ्जाम्बुरोन्दसम्पदगसम्पर्कम्बरस्य विण्डानन्दनिवासिनम्भजिरसत्नामाभिरामोदरायेन्दामोदरम् नजवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधे गुरु गौरांग की कृपा से आज हम लोगों का बारह दिन बहुत अच्छी तरह से निर्देशित समाप्त हुआ। इसमें हम लोगों ने वृंदावन की जितनी मुख्य मुख्य कृष्ण लीला कन्या की बेलबन केलनबन रामघाट बिहार मन और बगुर गोविंद शेरी आदि बहुत से स्थान को यहाँ से दर्शन किया। पद्मन लालमन का भी यही से दर्शन किया। कल हम लोग कमला मन का दर्शन करते हैं गोवर्धन के निकट में पैसा ग्राम हम लोग के संप्रदाय का एक विशेष स्थान है और तत्पश्चात चंद्र सरोवर जाएंगे और चंद्र सरोवर के बाद में गोवर्धन में पहुंचे और शिष्ट दिन हम लोग वही करेंगे। हरिकथा भी हमारे सन्यासियों और ब्रह्मचारियों और बहुत लोगों ने किए हैं बहुत सुंदर। आज चैतन्य महापुरुष के आविर्भाव का कारण और उनके उपदेश क्या है इसके संबंध में कुछ वक्ता लोग बोले हैं। टुडे आई वांट दैट वी शुड डिस्कस अबाउट why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world and what are his teachings. So first I am requesting Swami Maharaj to speak something. Come on. Something is not going to be the best of that to be
A little bit.
Sentiments of Srimati Radharani has come, which was much as possible to give to all the jivas. this love of Radharani in the form of Bhavanuga, Bhagatika Bhakti. So also he has come, I won't get into the details, to experience the three, for three reasons, to experience the love and the happiness of Srimati Radharani. I won't go into those, I'm not so qualified, taking up that much time already, but I finished with the Gurudev, so all these symbols by themselves that the real reason for Mahaprabhu coming is real glory that can be manifest in my heart, and I can follow them very sincerely under his guidance.
He has satisfied
And for me, that's like the Lord is devotees here. But he still did not understand the love that Sri Hari Radhika had for him. What she felt for him, the beauty that she sees in him, this he could not understand. He was wanting so much to understand why it is that she seems to have experienced so much more love and affection in his association than he feels with her, and he is a supreme enjoyer. How is it that she experiences so much more greater than him himself? He wants to understand what is that that she takes. And he wanted to come into this world to experience that. But when would he come? He was thinking, I can come any time. Usually the yoga avatar comes at the end of the age. But because of the prayers of Advaitacharya, shaking the throne of Vishnu and Vaikuntha, he thought, well, I better go now, because he's praying so ferociously, thanking his, shaking his throne. So he came at the beginning of Kalipa instead of at the end of the age when the yoga avatars generally come. And the fourth reason, which is so important, which is the reason why we are in this line, is because Srila Mahaprabhu came to give the service to that beautiful love of Srimati Radharadhika for Sri Krishna, to give the service of that love to all the conditioned souls of this world who would come. He is so merciful. He is known as Bhagika Pavan. Actually, Srila Mahaprabhu, Dora Nityananda, and the Vaishnavas, they are eagerly searching out the most fallen soul, looking, someone like myself, otherwise how could I be here, looking for the most fallen persons, and to show and demonstrate his glory of how merciful he is, how great, and how beautiful is that love and affection in the spiritual realm. I'm really not a qualified person at all. My good days of mercy, I didn't hear about this. I feel actually very embarrassed, but somehow by Gurudev's mercy and the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, we may be able to invite these things or take them into our heart, and one day live up to the expectations of Srila Gurudev and what Mahaprabhu has come to give all of us, all of his precious souls to this world.
The glories of Radharani's pranay or her love. Bhagwan Shyam Sundar Sarup Shakti, eternal potency, Radha Rani, and Radha Rani herself, she is Mahabhav Sarup, the embodiment of Mahabhav. She is the personification of Mahabhav, embodiment of Mahabhav. And Mahabhav Sarup, she is the Radha Rani. In her, deep inside her heart, the prem that she has towards Krishna, Sri Krishna Chandra is also not able to experience that. Krishna Chandra also is becoming astonished in some places, seeing the depth of her emotions towards him. Krishna developed a greed in his heart that how will I be able to raise these emotions, this deep love that she has in her heart. What kind of sweetness I have, which Radharani is tasting, and she is becoming so blissful, so ecstatic. What is this sweetness, Madhurya? My Rup Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, tasting all these things, what kind of bliss is she experiencing? That's why, because he wanted to taste these things, he took on the complexion and mood of Srimati Radharani and he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To taste somebody's emotions who is very dear to him, this desire, this greed entered his heart. Sarup Dhamal wrote this, what he is speaking. Sachinand Gaur Hari, he appeared in the form of Sachinand Gaur Hari. Krishna came along with his associates on this planet. Krishna, adopting Gaur Varna, means in fair complexion. Shrivas Pandit, Raya Namanand, etc., in their association, in the association of his associates, around 520 years ago, he came. Non different from Vrindavan, he appeared in Navadvip Dham, and by the performance of his activities, he showed the Ragmarg, path of Ragmarg. Many Acharyas had come before him, Madhu Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarga Acharya, but all these Acharyas still, they had not touched the glories of Srimati Radharani. Only when Mahaprabhu came, he alone, he preached Ragmar on this planet. Our Vaishnavs, we see in our path of our Vaishnav Sampradaya that Madhar Mahima Premirasa Seema. Mahaprabhuji, if he would not have come, then what this Braj Bhumi is, what is the glories of this Braj Bhumi, and this astonishing Prem Madhuri, the sweetness of the love between Radha and divine couple, nobody would have been able to understand. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is speaking. He has been quoted that Sriman Mahaprabhu these words are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Only one and Mahaprabhu, only he, by the mercy, he has discovered the Braj Bhakti, sweetness of Braj Prem, and performing his pastimes with his associates. This is the most biggest contribution of Mahaprabhu to this planet. I'm sorry I can't speak any longer. I'm very embarrassed. I pray at the Lord's feet of Gurudev that may he manifest some of these notes in my heart. All these devotee speakers, in brief, they have told that Mahaprabhu himself is Krishna, is not different from Sri Krishna. To fulfill his three desires, he appeared taking Radharani's bhav and complexion. He appeared as Sachinandan on this planet. Especially, Brahmachari told that Rasik Shekhar Shri Krishna Madha Maharaj completing the fire. He will taste himself the Radharani's moods, emotions, and first of all, in the world, he himself and Rupa Goswami, he will inspire and he will preach Ragmar. How? Ragmar? Ragatmik Jan, Yashodananda Baba, Subal Sridham, Gopis. How to achieve these moods? That Ragmar he has, he himself followed, and through Rupa Goswami he inspired in him, and through him in Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, other scriptures, through them he preached all over the world on these moods. Regarding this, there are so many things to be spoken, but their teachings main are three shlokas. Teachings are two, in three shlokas. First, this shlok. Krishna, Brajananda, Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Radhakant, Radhanath. Krishna is our worshipable. And the way Krishna is worshipable, this Vrindavan is also similarly worshipable. Vrindavan is also similar, worshipable, honorable for us. And all the types of worships that there are of Krishna, the worship of the gopis is the highest amongst all the. Srimad Bhagavatam is the evidence for this. Evidence of this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reason of advent. And second, his lesson. Second, he is speaking. Chanting Krishna's names, you should meditate by mind. And his pastimes, you should meditate. Stay in Vrindavan. You cannot stay in Vrindavan, that wherever you live, you should attach your minds to Vrindavan, that I am residing in Vrindavan, and under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, this bhav should be achieved. The Anuragi Bhakt of Mahaprabhu, in their disciplic succession, under their guidance, we perform our bhajan. Like this, you should spend all your time. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one dashmul shlok of this shlok. Thank you. Srimati Narottama Thakur has written this shlok by Ras Vichar, the first two, and this is according to Tattva Vichar. All the shastras, also Puran, and amongst them Srimad Bhagavatam is the Nirmal, the supreme pure evidence. What they say, the nine types of limbs, that this is proved by this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is Paratattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram, etc., they are incarnations, partial, somebody is partial incarnation, some expansion, some, but Krishna is Bhagavan himself. Neel, Akhil, Rasamrita, Sindhu. All others are all potencies. With Tatatha Shakti, the marginal potency, Sarup Shakti, the internal potency, from marginal potency, the Jeev appear, some condition, some liberated. The conditioned souls are suffering in this world, but under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, again they achieve Krishna's seva and they become liberated. And second, who are liberated, they are eternally, somebody in Vaikunth, somebody higher than those planets, in Ram's planet, or in Mathura or Dwaraka, or somebody in Vrindavan. These, they are performing these services. See, like this, they are serving. And Vedabed Prakash, this Jeev is also appeared from him, and this world is also from his Maya Shakti. That's why from Krishna, they are different. This world and jivas are not Brahm, but without Krishna, they have no existence. That is why with Krishna, somewhere they are different, somewhere non-different. The Shastra has described like this Veda Ved, Prakash. To attain Krishna, pure devotional service, what Mahaprabhu has spoken about, especially that Ragatna Bhakti, a sadhak should perform. And the result of this sadhana is Krishna Prem. And that is Sakya Dasya Vatsalya Madhur. Madhura is the highest of all these moves in the disciplic succession of Mahaprabhu. All those, their aim of their life is this Radhabhava. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, has given, described, has given this teaching in brief. Damodar Maharaj, translation. One Maharaj is coming, he is honoring him, calling him near himself. Maharaj is calling him nearby with a flower smeared in sandalwood paste. Now he is putting this sandalwood paste by the flower on the forehead of his devotee and his helper. Now Gurudev is garlanding. Gurudev garlanded him and his helper. Gurudev garlanded. He is our, I think, Panda, the priest for Vrindavan Parikram. Gurudev is offering them some gifts. He is made to sit on the stage beside Gurudev. Gurudev offering them some gifts, dhoti and some other gifts, some money, a bag full of money Gurudev is giving. He is Vrindavan's, our Panda. From Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his ancestors have been helping our Gaudiya Vaishnavs in Parikram. We have to have darshan, we consider him to be our Purohit, our priest. That is why we honor him. We are honoring him. Until our parampara disposition will remain, we will honor them. With folded hands, both of them honoring each other. Exchanging a few words. Now he is asking Damodar Maharaj. Your health is okay? Gurudev is asking. He says yes. Both of them taking leave from Gurudev. Damodar Maharaj beginning to translate.
Including Vihavan, Ranjas, Devan, Samgan, Salam. And tomorrow we go to Gopinath, and then we will go to the forest like Bhagavan, Vaikagam, which is the main place that I've waited for that, and Chandrasura. Therefore, we have heard from the conceited about the leisure of the Sri Mata's appearance and the instructions which he gave. And yet, so it is. Therefore, we have heard from different speakers about the reason of Sichitana Mahaprabhu's example of how to achieve it. Mahaprabhu inspired the hearts of devotees like Sri Rupa Goswami, who gave the process of the attainment of the Varahatmic Bhakti in his books like Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Ujjvala Bilamani. There are three main verses which completely encapsulate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arabi Bhagavan, Rajesh Haneo, Adama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kuchin, Upasana, Bhattabhuvi, Bhagavaniya Kalpate, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranamalam, Premopuranto Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matandam, Tata, Rao, Naparaha. That means, Arabi Bhagavan, we worship Bhagavan. Which Bhagavan? But Ajayesh Haneo, that Krishna who is the son of Sri Nanda Baba. Therefore, that Krishna, that Varana, that Varakanta, he is our Aradya Dev, or our worshipful deity. Chaitanya Vrindavanam, as he is worshipful, then Sri Vrindavan is also worshipful. Of all types of service to Krishna, which is the topmost, Ramya Puchi, Upasana, Rajamudi, Bhargaya, the worship of the gopis of Brajamandal is the topmost. And what is the evidence for this? Srimad Bhagavatam has established the bona fide of Bhagavatam Bhav. Whose opinion it is it the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We do not accept any other opinion. The second verse describing the process is written by Sri Rupa Goswami. Tadnama Rupa Charatari Sukhitanamo Svidyokramena Rasana Manasini Yojan Tistan Vajayatanagrati Jananagrami Karanayatakilamati Upadesha Salam. The essence of all the instructions of Mahaprabhu is this. Tadnama Rupa Charatari Sukhitanamo. One should love each other, the names, forms, qualities and pastimes of Krishna and Smith Yoga. And one should remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting the name very loudly. One should stand by Jayadanarani. One should reside in Brajamandal. If one is not so fortunate to reside in Vrindavan, then wherever one may be situated, one should always think that I am residing there by mind. Tadanugami Jananugami. And one should stay under the Anugatya, for the guidance of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, one should follow the path of the associates in whose mood one desires to perform service to Sri Krishna. Iti Upadesha Saram is the essence of all the advice and instructions. These first two have given the description of Krishna according to rasa vichara, or conception of Krishna according to the mellows which are achieved in his service. But the third verse, compiled by Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda, describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings according to tattva vichara, or by view of the statements of the scriptures. The root of all evidence is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has given the complete description of Krishna's tattva, describing his name, form, qualities and pastimes. There the Bhagavatam has boldly declared, Sri Krishna alone is the original form of the Supreme Lord. He is Paratattva, and other incarnations like Ram, Nasridev, Matsya, Ura, Matsya, Varaha, Vishnu, Uddhavayan, are nothing else but his incarnations, Lila avatars or expansions. That Sri Krishna himself is Sarva Shaktiman. He is possessed of unlimited potencies. Amongst those potencies, three are named: the internal potency, the Tatastha Shakti, the marginal potency from which the jivas emanate, and lastly, Maya Shakti. These are the energies of Sri Krishna, and he is the possessor of them. Veda Ved Prakasam, Sakalamapi, Sadhanam Sudhavartim. There are two types of jivas that emanate from the Tathasta Shakti. Some are henceforth bound by the material energy Maya, and others are liberated. Those who are bound can achieve liberation by Sadhanam Sudhavartim, by the performance of Sudhavarti. Amongst them, some are eternal residents of the spiritual world. According to the various types of stela, with which they want to perform, they achieve their respective destinations of Vaikuntha, Ramlok, Mathura, or Brajamandal. Thus, some jivas are captured by Maya, some are liberated. But whether the jiva or Maya, without Sri Krishna, they have no separate existence. Therefore, Maya is also one of the energies of the Lord. Therefore, all the energies of Krishna are Veda, Veda, Prakasham. The jiva and Maya and the Antaranga Shakti are simultaneously no different from Krishna, while at the same time maintaining difference. That is Krishna is simultaneously one with and different from his variegated energies.
The trees are fully laden with flowers and fruits. The creepers are embracing the trees, and there are so many bees surrounding all the trees. the rivers are full of cool, pure water. Krishna, when he sees all this, he becomes so satisfied and joyful. And he said to Baladev, Prithvi, the earth is beautiful as it is. Ram and other incarnations came here by the touch of their hands or feet, this earth experienced. That is why you are very fortunate, the Prithvi, earth. But he is speaking about Baladevji, not about himself. Actually, this is correct for Krishna. But to honor his elder brother, he is speaking about his glories using Baladev as medium. Oh, your touch of your lotus feet, Prithvi, has become fortunate. Very, very fortunate, supremely fortunate. And today, this grass is the horripilation on its body, hair standing on end. By the touch of both of your lotus feet, the trees, the creepers, by the touch of your hands, all these, and the reverse birds, they are gazing at you, wanting your mercy, and the creepers embracing the trees. Lakshmiji is also hankering for all this. If she would achieve, she would be considered herself fortunate. Now, in detail, it is described by Srila Sadhana Goswami in his own commentary. In ordinary manner, Braj Bhumi, Vrindavan, and Braj, the Brajvasis, the animals, cows, calves, peacocks, etc., are described in a general, ordinary way. And describing their glories, now Bhagavan, what is his speciality? He is describing. This is whatever these, what have been used, these are Krishna speaking to Baladev, but actually it is quite appropriate for him. Honoring him, he is speaking these words. In one single shloka, in very brief, he has described the glories, fortune of all the Brajvasis, everybody. Krishna is in Pagan stage. He is grazing the cows in Vrindavan without any shoes, umbrella. Grazing the cows. There is not a single place in Braj Vrindavan in 84 coasts where he has not wandered with his cows and cowherd boys and the gopis, where he has not performed some pastime. Vrindavan, Braj, there is not a single tree, Kadam tree, the Vat tree, Banyan tree, or the people tree, where Krishna has not performed or with pastimes with gopis or sakhas. All, everywhere, all places, with dust of lotus feet is present, and we are achieving all this so easily. Describing the glories of Vrindavan, he is speaking. If he says that because of me, this earth, Prithvi, is so fortunate, this is a matter of great shame. So, he is using Baladev as medium, he began to say, dhanya, fortunate, etc. Dharti, Prithvi, is from times immemorial. Right from the beginning of creation, it is there, present. And your very astonishing opulences, and Ram, other incarnations, they wander all around on the earth. The Prithvi did get the touch of the lotus feet as Varaha. He even went right in the depth of the ocean and brought this earth on its tusks. and Bhagwan, one Shesh Roop. The serpent incarnation is holding this planet on its foot. But although it is so fortunate, Krishna today is most fortunate, very specially fortunate. By speaking this word, dhanya, fortunate, means today it is full of symptoms of bhakti. This is Navan Dham. Whoever will come in this braj, if he stays one night also, then he will get bhakti. This is the glory of Vrindavan. Why? Because dharma, what means dharma? Only bhakti is one dharma, religion. All other duties or religions are just in for namesake. They are temporary. That is why in Vrindavan, coming to Vrindavan, this land will give prema bhakti. He sang further. The trees of this prithvi, grass, they are fortunate. Not the trees creepers of heavenly, only the trees creepers of trees creepers, plants, the animals, birds, everybody is fortunate. Not about heavenly planets. It's not so for the heavenly planets because he took birth in Mathura, and in Nand now he grazed the cows. The tree has got the touch of his lotus feet. That is why it is feeling ecstatic. From its eyes, tears are flowing. But not in the incarnations of Raghunath, Sri Ramchandra's incarnation. He went from Ayodhya walking to the forest, to Chitrakoot and other places. Then he went to Dandakaranya. Then Kishkindha, other places he went. Then he went to the banks of the ocean. And when he is coming from back, then he came by Pushpapiman. He went so far, so distance, but that time Earth was not so fortunate. It couldn't achieve so much fortune. In Vrindavan, he is pointing out to these trees, he is pointing towards the trees, these creepers, these birds, animals. We must understand that he is speaking about all the living entities of Braj. The trees, creepers, animals, etc. of Vrindavan, they are fortunate, not of heavenly planets or other places. That is why the touch of your Shri Charan, the trees, creepers, etc. have become most fortunate. The fruit flowers, when he is collecting fruits and flowers, Krishna and Baladev, they are collecting some flowers. And through these flowers, they decorate themselves. Isakha, Sakis, they decorate Krishna and Baladev. While they are plucking the leaves, with their lotus hands, Baladev and Krishna touch them, give them their touch. And Yamuna, the river, they take bath in this river. In Mansarovar, Manasi Ganga, in Yamuna, and in other ponds and lakes, he takes bath, he drinks the water from all these places, he feeds the cows all these waters, and the peacocks, etc. They have become most fortunate by your mercy. Although, because of your supreme mercy, it is you are glancing mercifully at all these, and they are feeling ecstatic, rivers, etc. But you have special mercy towards the rivers because he takes bath in them, he drinks that water at the top of the mountains, he climbs, and he takes bath, rests in the ponds, and he performs so many pastimes in the kunjas, in the case also he rests, and so many pastimes he performed. It's not possible on all any other incarnation. Ram did not do such activities. That's why Krishna, the Prithvi earth is fortunate today. Among the rivers, most fortunate is river Yamuna. And in Haridas, the servants of Hari, Giriraj Govardhan, he is the topmost. The rivers and mountains, etc., the other names have been taken, but Giriraj, in relation to Giriraj and Yamuna. Daya, the mercy, this word used here, he has taken on, a peacock has given an ordinary peacock feather, but he takes this and he decorates his head with that, with his turban with that, and touches the peacock with his lotus hands. And with the wonderful sweet flute sound, he invites everybody near him. Although his touch of his lotus feet, the trees, creepers, rivers, mountains, etc., they are fortunate, but still the wonderful lotus marks of his soles, the mountains are so hard, they cannot put his marks of his feet, of his soles on these stones, etc. But he can put all these marks of his soles on the prithvi, on the earth. That's why the earth is most fortunate. And thereafter he is performed, this is described here, that how wonderful pastimes he is performing. He is not describing it very openly, but here it is only described the gopis, how they are fortunate. He is not describing other pastimes. What happens in Rasa Leela? Krishna embraces them with his arms and he dances with them as if the gopis shouldn't leave him. With this mood, he embraces them tightly. Lakshmiji is not able to attain all these. Ramchandraji, in his pastimes, he never embraced Sita Devi like this. She did not attain this fortune. These gopis, he is mentioning the special fortune of the gopis in Vrindavan. The gopis, the Vrindavan is most fortunate because of presence of these gopis. Lakshmiji is also greedy for having this moods, emotions and entrance into these pastimes, but she is not able to attain this. That's why the touch of your lotus feet, this prithvi has become most fortunate. Translation, Damodar Maharaj.
Therefore, the earth is most fortunate. Here, Krishna just glorifying Balaram. Oh, Balaram, see you. And all have become ecstatic and fortunate. Therefore, here, even though actually everything is for Krishna, Krishna is giving respect to his big brother. Oh, Balaram, getting the top of your lotus feet, this past planet has become extremely fortunate. Just see her ecstasy. All the grass and shrubs are like her hair, standing her in. And all the trees, animals, and people are enlivened by your merciful glance. Oh, Baladeji, even the Gopis and Lakshmi consider their last voices to be embraced by your people like ours. Then Krishna is revealing his own intentions for this praise by speaking to Balaram. Because Krishna, even though speaking about himself, is very desirous of giving so much respect towards his big brother. But actually everything is for him. Oh, Balaram, this Vrindavan and all the Vrindavasi, the moving of non-Vrindavasi, have become fortunate by your merciful glance. Therefore, this is Krishna's Kaunandalila, middle age, like 7 to 9. Therefore, that night as Krishna entered the forest, he had no shoes, no umbrella. And everywhere in Brahmananda, he performed his pastimes. All the trees in Brahmananda have been touched by his hands, and some lila has been performed there. Every single dance of Vrindavan has personally touched Krishna's lotus feet. And how proud and fortunate we are. Without any doubt at all, we have attained that same dance of Vrindavan. In the Bible, Krishna is not speaking for himself directly, because to do so would be very proud and shameful business. Then Krishna is giving all this glory to Baladeji. Then Krishna has been here since the beginning. Since the beginning of creation, many connections have come
out. Just telling Mother Maharaj, don't go there in there. Now Mother Maharaj became alarmed.
When Bhagavan touched the earth on his heart and raised the earth from Rasatal to the present condition. Not only that, the earth planet is touched, is resting on the head of another condition called Pranashesh. Therefore, how fortunate is this Vrindavan? But not only that, the earth planet is endowed with Dharma, religion. What type of Dharma? Bhakti Yuga Dharma, or pure devotion. Therefore, the earth planet is surrounded by Bhakti. Even one who spends one night in Rajamandal achieves pure devotion to the Lord. Therefore, Dharma is the real world. And that real Dharma or religion is only devotional service to Krishna. Because all the religions that we see in this world, all our activities are destructible, and then the results are also destructible. It is Rajamandal which has the power to give devotional service to Krishna. Oh, Bhagavan, because of your grace, even the grass, the trees, and animals are fortunate. The trees, the grass, trees, animals, birds, and humans of this Brahmananda are even more fortunate than anywhere else on the earth planet. For the sake of this world, they are even more fortunate than the divinities of Swarga, the heavenly planet, Vaikuntha, Jagat, and Ayodhya, Water, anywhere. They are so lucky. Because Krishna took birth here in Vrindavan and performed the only childhood pastime of the year, Yoga Mathura. Therefore the hair, all the grass of the ground was like her hair standing on her head in ecstasy, and the ribbons of waterfall are like tears pouring from her eyes. This is not so much prominent in the pastime of Lord Brahma. Because even Lord Brahma went from Ayodhya, then to Chitrakoot, then also to Sundarakaranya. Even though his shoes were taken, his tabaku were taken by Dalati, even though he moved everywhere with his other feet, because Ram was very much unhappy in the separation of Sita, then he was able to achieve that same type of happiness. And what was he, when he defeated Ram, he came back to Georgia by aeroplane, flying aeroplane. There he goes to become it by the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Because Krishna Balaram has personally touched all the trees and flower-bearing herbs of Brahmanandal. With their own hands, they have touched the flowers and are decorating their presence and the sati. And the sati and the friends of Krishna Balaram are also decorating them with those bearing flowers. They were all the trees that have been personally touched by the hands of Balaram and Krishna. They are personally buried in the Yamuna and other places like Manasi Ganga, Kusum Sarova. Therefore, how fortunate it is, Brother Mandal. Not only that, Krishna Balaram drinks the water of the various lovers, and their associates, like the cow boys, also take that water. Therefore, Balaram Krishna is saying, therefore, Balaram, by your merciful glance, which is supremely affectionate and powerful, all the rivers, mountains, animals, birds, peacocks, humans, all their lives have become successful. Because in all these rivers, in the Kund of flower bushes, in the cave, in the field, on the mountains, and the forest, Krishna and Balaram have performed unlimited rivers and activities with their associates, devotees. Therefore, they are the most fortunate. And amongst all the rivers of the world, Yamuna is the most fortunate. The whole mountain, Sira, Mala, is the Sukhman. Therefore, your natural glance is very merciful, or very annoying. How kind is Krishna? He is wearing a feather of a peacock, which is an ordinary bird on his head. And this guy is a good son of Krishna that he comes up and he's laughing, he's better than Krishna. And Krishna touched the neck of that ordinary bird. And Krishna called the bird by his footprint. Therefore, all the animals everywhere have been personally touched by the hand of Krishna. Therefore, the earth is even more fortunate than places like mountains, because mountains are very hard. The earth to everything is the touch of the bare name of Krishna. Therefore, all the residents of Brajamandal are fortunate, and among soldiers, the gopis are the most fortunate. Why? Because they are the only ones that are because the Krishna personally embraced the death of the gopis. That good fortune was not given to Lakshmi. Gajan Krishna is taking the gopi. Oh gopi, please do not leave me. They will really just bring down this fortune because of the presence of the gopi. These gopis are even more glorious than the Lakshmi said.
I told that Ramchandra ji, he went walking where he went to Chitrakoot, then from there he proceeded to Kishkinda, then he went to the banks of the sea, the shores of the sea, but Prithvi was not so fortunate then. Why? One, he was sent to exile in the forest, and to forest he went, not happily, and also he went to Chitrakoot, he went, met his brother, it was, father has left for the heavenly abode, so in that Karan, Sita the Devi was kidnapped by Raman. Now he is only crying, Ha Sita, Ha Sita, all around he is wandering. He is so sad in all these happenings. And if he is not happy, then how come the Prithvi will become happy by the touch of his souls? That is why that time she was not so fortunate. And Krishna, what is he doing? Right from his childhood, playing flute, carefree happiness, grazing the cows, with the gopis, he's performing rasa dance, wonderful, beautiful pastimes he's performing with lot of joy, he's wandering there, that's why the Prithvi is so fortunate, so blissful today. Tomorrow, in the morning, we will have Harikatha. Just like every day, Kirtan will be there, Prabhupada will be there. And after that, you will all proceed towards Govardhan. Give all your luggage on the bus, Prasad will be here in the morning. Taking your Prasad, around 8:39, you should immediately leave for Bhavlavan. Then further, you will reach other pastime places. Thank you. Nevertheless, I want to transfer Gurudev. I spoke already. Okay, anyway. Translation.
आप तो बात करते हो कि संदर्भ के
What is the reason of Mahaprabhu's incarnation? When he came as Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Baladev, or who is Baladev? He is searching everywhere. Where is my Nithai? Where is my Kanhai? Where is my Kanhai? So he is singing the Kirtan about these moods. Thank you.